Blog Talk Radio. like So welcome to Let's Talk, the Career Low Countdown for May 15th. Want to wish everybody a happy Sunday. I know it's late, but I'm feeling myself and I'm getting back on my feet. It's been a long journey. I definitely want to thank everybody for supporting the Atlanta Mix Radio WMRDB on 1420. But I want to talk to everybody about the new show that's coming up. It's not even a show. It's actually the entire morning show on WGFS. And, 1430. It is the east side of town. I've been talking about the west side of town, but it's the east side of town. And so the morning show is from 7 to 10, Monday through Friday. We're going to be dominating the east side of metro Atlanta. It's not even Atlanta. It's in the outskirts, Rockdale County. We're also going to be on mornings from 8 to 9:30 in metro Atlanta. That's really metro Atlanta down there, WATB. And so, we just got a lot to talk about. It's been a long journey. I got a lot on my heart, a lot on my mind about things that have occurred, people that I've endured, things that I've kind of tried to sit back and just kind of not say a lot. But I'm inviting people that might be up to the show right now. I see a lot of people online as well. But, again, it's been a long journey for a lot of us. And, I'm not going to put anybody on blast because people are who they are. I could be some things, but I've been reading a lot of things about some very powerful circles of women that I've been around. And they're teaching me as a businesswoman, no matter what you may feel personally, it's a way to conduct yourself at all times. And it's a shame it took me all these years to get here, but I am here. I certainly want people to tune in take a look at some of the things that we're going to be doing in the community. We will have a community report that we'll be doing on Mondays through Wednesday from 8 to 9:30. So this is what this is going to be. It's going to be actually where the interns that I have will be just perusing the entire city and looking for newsworthy opportunities that are going on within the community. So I want people to kind of understand what we're doing. And if you have an event, contact me directly at 888-245-2334 at extension 101, or my personal is 678-789-6095. So we'll be right back in a couple music selections, and then we'll talk about some of the things that we'll be doing. And so we'll be back. Thank you. right, you guys, welcome back. This is Karima Ali Bowens with WMRDB doing my home show. I want to make sure that everybody understands that it's been a long journey. I was listening to some shows that I did about almost 10 years ago, and about 229 episodes later, we're here. We're here, and we're able to be at a place where the vision of just being a regular show has turned into a regular radio station, and that's regular FCC ruled, you know, block brick and mortar radio, as well as the biggest announcement is that starting in 2018, we have already applied for our FM license, and so we'll be not just streaming, but we'll be a FM radio station next year. It's been my dream to be able to be a platform. I want to thank see you out there, Marlene, Shakita, Keela. You guys, thanks for tuning in. And y'all are all over with. Marlene's down there in Arkansas, Shakita down in Alabama, and Keela is all the way down there in Pennsylvania somewhere, child. I didn't think black people was down there. That's all I can tell you. Yeah, I don't know what to say. But we got a lot of things going on, and so we just basically want to kind of cover some of the things that are happening. One of the things that's important is that we have partnered up with several colleges, universities, to pull me into the 21st century, honey, and that's the most important thing, because for those of you all who know me, what's up, PY? For those of you all who know me, I'm kind of stubborn. And that has, you know, sometimes been a way to cause me to not, you know, blossom. And so want to definitely wish T.Y. happy birthday. So happy birthday, bro, to you. But, again, you know, we're looking for some really, really unique things to happen at the okay, so you're in the Stone Mountain area now before you go on tour. Cool, that's perfect. T.Y., y'all need to know this brother is the bomb. He is the next Tyler Perry, man. He's been doing things for a long time. But, again, we want to just talk about what's happening. You guys feel free, if you want to call in at 516-387-1251, 516-387-1251. So, again, you know, the most important thing is that when we are out here professing what we do as professionals, we got to make sure that we are not doing things that are not in negative principles of how you do business. There's a certain way to do things. And for those of you all know me, I might be a little bit stubborn, but there, I know you know that I have ethical practices, that guidelines that I will not step over. And some of you all who do know me, it's because of my past, because I had a hard life. I was a hardhead person for a long time. And so, you know, the country's going through a few things, and I want to just kind of interact with you guys to see what are some of the things that you are concerned about that's happening right now in the news? You know, you go on Facebook, I'm starting to realize that they have organic followers. People pay for those types of things. You got to kind of watch out for certain types of people. And, you know, I'm just starting to learn. T.Y. say, man, thank you. Some of these people are out here to truly scam people, and when they've known about and thought about, you know, it's over with. So I want people to be aware of it, and then, you know, follow your spirit about what you think you feel, and just follow that. It's important to do that. You know, some of the things that I've been learning with my uncle is that in the Bible teaches you so many things. It has the answer to everything that man could ever come up with. I'm serious. It's just there. It's, you know, weirdest thing. Just open it up, read it for yourself. But one of the things that's important that I understand is how you do business. You know, and it's a way to do things. I try to make sure that there are fair business practices. What's up, Cousin Wade? Oh, yeah, I need to call Auntie, right? Wish her happy birthday. Oh, Lord, have mercy. So my auntie just turned 75 years old. That's a blessing. You know, that is 70 according to the Bible. You know, and that's somebody that has told me when I had my surgery, I stopped by and she said, you know, I'm praying for you. She said, I've been praying and I pray and I pray and I pray. And so that's Catherine Evans, my cousin down there, Wade, his mom. That is my favorite auntie because that's probably the only auntie that's living that I'm afraid of to this day. My other auntie, Auntie Bertha, who was my dad's sister, was a person that I feared. And I think I feared her because of the fact that I used to get my tail whooped, and it was no problem. They kicked bottoms. They didn't care about all that other stuff. And so you got to have somebody really rough and tough around me in order to be able to take me on. So there we have it. So let's talk about what's happening in the news today. Definitely want to wish Shelly Baxter happy birthday as well. And so, you know, that's a good young lady. I just want to make sure, for real, real talk, you guys need to check out what's happening in the news. You know, my mother is my commentator. She actually tells me things that I have no idea what's going on. And she just kind of fills me up and tells me, you know, what's happening in the situation, what's going on. And, you know, we basically just kind of sum it up. She just knows they ain't got nothing else better to do, really. So I'm just saying. I'm flipping back and forth because I'm going back and forth to the switchboard. But Tuesday night, we'll be on from 8 to 10. We are allowing the interns to take a more active role on being radio personalities. So I want to thank my assistant GM, Ashley Marie, as well as my second assistant GM, Penny, who, between the two of them, I think they're going to be able to, you know, keep things in order and keep me in order because, you know, that's a problem. So you guys are looking at doing some advertising for your business. I'm asking you all, for real, step into another market. I'm starting to learn some things about Facebook. This is cool when you got family and friends that you truly, really know that can communicate with. But if not, you know, it's kind of just trying to keep yourself in a place where, I don't know where all this static comes from. It's not used to being in the radio station right now with all of that. But so we're asking you guys to, you know, advertise. You know, step into a market that you have normally never been in and see how that works for you. It's like with me, you know, I stopped by the radio station and talked to this gentleman and told him I'd be back. And I came back and I've had the Tuesday show. And now we have actually another show on Wednesday that's available. That's the situation I was telling y'all about for my family and friends. I'm going to tell y'all, really, I don't want to get in no trouble and talk about people because, you know, I ain't trying to get sued because of certain things. But, you know, that y'all call me, I'll tell you for real. I mean, I can't say their names and stuff, but baby, be careful because when you let snakes inside your house or gnats or something like that, more like snakes, gotta watch it. So, you know, I like that. But let's talk about what's happening with WAMRDB on 1430 WGFS. We have in one of our interns, Marvin, who will be on the air on Tuesday, this Tuesday, as well as Ms. Tenney. Again, I want to thank Full Sail University for trusting me with their intern. I don't know, but it's been very interesting. These are very professional people with master's degrees in business, entertainment, and the music industry, and they got to deal with me. And I thank God for Ashley, because I know she really quit like every step of the way. That seems to be like, it's time for me to go. So, I don't know what to say. I feel sorry for her sometimes. But she's been a nice young lady, and thank God for her as well. It's one of those things. I pretty much wanted to make sure that just coming on, that we'll be, we got a long schedule. We have a hard schedule that's coming up. I'm in the process about to start rehabbing. I lost 3 pounds. That's very, very big for me. Since I've been off work, you know, I've gained 10 pounds a month. So it's all right. But God has been good. I told my doctor, I'm just fat. I ain't sick of nothing. Thank God I don't have, you know, any of the other illness that could come in being overweight. God has been good. I thank people for just being around me. My main important person, and I want folks to understand the level of relationships that I have with my sisters and my family and friends. They believe in me. It might be the craziest thing you ever seen in your life, but I want to thank Loving Care Chiropractic, Dr. Elmy Hornbuckle. That has been our major sponsor. I never forget it. When I first started this journey back in December, and she was like, is this what you really want to do? And I said, yes, this is what I really want to do. And because she knows me, I'm sure she needs to keep me occupied, because I could be very damaging if I'm not occupied, because, you know, I'm one of them bad kids that if you don't find me something to do, I guarantee you I'll find something to do, and it won't come up cute. So, you know, that's my playground. So, y'all sit back and play some songs and get back with you guys. If you got any questions or anything, feedback, let me know. It's very important that you guys know that we are in a place of power. We are on mainstream radio. Now, you can think FM radio is so fabulous, but if you ever been driving down the country road and you hit that AM station, you're going to find something. You're gonna find something. So it might be somebody riding down 20, and they're going to find me, right? Or not me, but, you know, they're gonna find me, because I'm going to be on the air until I can trust a few people. And, you know, I put some stuff on Facebook. And like I said, Facebook, I've learned my lesson about, you know, what to believe and what not to believe. It's just it's a portal. And it's unfortunate. Old people like me didn't get it, you know, and I thank God that we was able to identify the enemy, and they come in all sorts of shapes and sizes, but discernment is what we'll be praying for in my prayer circle. So y'all sit back, and we're going to go into a little more jazz tonight, sitting here in beautiful Stone Mountain, and so, you know, we'll check it out, and we'll just sit back for a moment.
Mm-hmm. turn me up.
Oh,
turn me up. Turn me up.
More?
Like a Leo.
Yeah, this is a young lady.
A little more.
Miss Dana Love.
Up a notch. Up a little more.
Not for real, but a little more.
Lay it down like no one else is around. Me and you, your body's calling out. Trust me, babe, tonight's gonna be the best, 'cause you ain't had sex like this. All I need. Girl of your dreams, let me lay you down. Let me lay you down. Let me lay.
You guys, welcome back. That was Dana Love coming up. Man, I just saw some stuff that was very troubling with President Trump. He invited leaders from the historically black colleges and universities to, I guess it was a photo op, as they're saying. But shortly after that, he has put in a considerable amount of language to question whether or not black colleges should be getting funding and if it's constitutional or not for them to get it. So basically, there's an opportunity for the schools to lose their funding. Oh, well, I don't know what to say about that one. That was interesting. What's up, Di? You know, we're doing a lot of singing and dancing and running around, but time is passing us by. There's some real critical things that's happening in the news, so I'm definitely going to be on a particular day, but it supports the fact that, and this is from NSN News, in February, President Trump invited leaders from historically black colleges, right, and universities to the White House, a move that they hope signaled his support for the institutions and showed an effort to give them more clout in his administration. But critics had a more cynical description of the Oval Office meeting. They call it a photo op. Those naysayers got more ammunition on Friday after the White House released a signing statement connected to the recently approved federal funding measure. Now, tucked away in that particular paragraph, in that particular paragraph, the White House announced that would treat a program that helps HBCU get low construction cost loans in a manner consistent with the constitutional requirement to afford equal protection of the laws. That means people in higher education cities worried that the statement meant that the president was planning to get rid of capital financing programs that helps historically black colleges repair, renovate, and build new facilities. Congress approved the program in 1992 after finding that the HBCUs often face significant challenges in accessing traditional funding resources at reasonable rates, according to the Education Department. They said, I would rather have Trump do nothing with HBCUs than even know that they exist. This is coming from Mary Bell Gassman, the University of Pennsylvania professor who reached out, who researched HBCU history. So today, the Washington Post said he will see that this was a handout, and he doesn't understand that he was given a leg up by his rich father. He doesn't see that other people need help from programs because of past discrimination and inequality. Trump signing the statement was blasted by Representative John Conyers Jr. of Michigan, who's a Democrat. Trump's statement is not only misinformed factually, it is not grounded in any serious constitutional analysis. So that's a joint statement. So basically, the signing of this particular situation is going to challenge the HBCUs, and there's going to be some problems for the HBCUs that are looking for funding. He's saying that he doesn't understand why they need a handout, because he thinks that that's a handout. Although he has used the SBA on numerous occasions to get money to fix his own building. Now, I don't know if he felt that was a handout or not, but if you don't have to pay something back, it's a handout. So there you have it. We need to watch the House a lot better. We're not going to have a total controversy show, but we will have a lot of different conversations from time to time. And we're not going to be giggling and joking. We're basically going to have a lineup where we talk about politics, sports, entertainment, since Atlanta is the new Hollywood. You know, it's going to be one of those things where we basically are going to be talking with artists, industry artists, specifically female artists. Atlanta Mix Radio is the women's station. Not having no problem with brothers. That's cool. Since I've been gone, they've been playing anything. But since I'm back, we ain't doing that no more. So, you know, we gonna push out women owned businesses, indie artists, and even artists that might be signed. I want to thank DJ Tamore, who is at Old Lady Gang with Miss Candace Burrs, and she's also with the Braxton Girl as well as their in-house DJ at the restaurants that they own. So she messaged me and to congratulate her that she will be heard. I can't say exactly where she's going to be at until we'll make that announcement. But again, if you're looking to get your message out, I guarantee you it's not going to cost you no more than $10 or $15. Not for the fact that we are a community radio station. Here, I've noted on our page that we have been a national community partner for some time. And if you have a message, we just ask that you support what we're doing as we support what you are trying to do. There's a huge conference coming up on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday called Bosses at the Georgia Conventional Center. And basically what that's going to be is one of the young ladies is from Chicago, and her last name is Bowen. I swear to God, I believe that's one of my cousins. And I know I have a, I believe she's a relative. She's a younger-looking version of me, probably 200 pounds lesser than me. But she's a younger version of me. Again, if you guys want to call in, we're at WMRDB. The call-in number is 516-387-1257. Y'all sit back and be back. We'll play a round of music, play a couple commercials. I want y'all to stay with me as well, and we'll be right back.
AdoptUSA presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You accidentally cut your daughter's bangs unevenly. Do you A, line things up a centimeter from her hairline?
Man.
No, sweatbands are so hot right now. Everyone's wearing them, like that basketball player and that other basketball player.
B, get spiritual.
Mom, where did all the mirrors go?
A reflection could never capture our true selves.
Huh?
Beauty is within?
C, look on the bright side.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or D, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
to... Ta-da! Twinsies!
I kind of love it. As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Okay, you guys, welcome back. I want to make another announcement. Deborah Miller with Jason Hightower is going to be at Cat's Cafe on Wednesday, May 10th, 8 p.m., $10. It's always a good time. Another masterpiece by Jason Hightower done at the last at Heart and Soul. Come witness another creation along with music by Miss Deborah Miller. The girl can sing. I've been there. The talented and lovely Miss Courtney LaFloy was going to be accompanied by the incomparable Brandon A. Thomas, a guitar on the guitar this Wednesday. So that's a nice little piece to be out at. One of the other things I want to share with you is that I know people have looked at, and I haven't had a chance to see it, but I know something went down because Facebook is going off the chain. I know something that went down on Housewives. So anybody got a fill-in or feedback real quick about what done happened? Because I didn't get a chance to see it. Call in 516-387-1251. Again, we're going to be back with you all. We're going to play a couple more songs as we move through the night. It's going to be really cool, y'all. I'm really, really happy.
Grows. You spend more than you own. kidding me, Father? Push, pull, yeah. But can't you touch it in me, Father? Push, pull, yeah. And every day my taxes increase.
International Poetry Contest. Trying to tell you, we're going to do a lot of stuff. God willing, inshallah, I'm going to be in the middle of Ramadan coming up really soon. So guess what? I don't know what to tell you. It's going to be absolutely interesting. It's coming up, and I just want people to be cognizant of the fact that there will be a lot of people running around praying. So y'all sit back. We're going to play a little bit of April Royal.
Poetic love. Poetic love. She asked me, how does poetry make you feel? I said, poetry is like a good lover, the kind that makes love to you from your head down to your feet, the kind that makes you think of them when they are nowhere to be found. Poetry is the kind of love that lifts you up when you're down. The kind of love that makes you smile and brings you peace. The kind we women talk about in our secret hiding places. The kind you record in your mind for years and years after it's gone. I guess it's like giving birth to an angel. and always feeling it close to your heart. Even when you have to part ways, you still feel it running through you. That's what poetry is for me. Poetic love.
Another track, a brother that was in the studio back in January. I'm gonna mess his name up, but y'all check him out, young brother. Digest.
Gasoline, losing my and I pray. Lord, what else can I do but sit and follow the moon? Get my wits about me, I live by my rules.
Udika, he is a Nigerian brother that works for Uber. Y'all check him out. Brother can sing. He came into the studio. I always welcome indie artists. You can always reach out at me at 888-245-2334. I'm at extension 101. So there you have it. So
welcome to Loving Care Family Chiropractic, a state-of-the-art chiropractic family facility for the entire family, owned and operated by Dr. Ebony Hornbuckle Preston. Allow her to love your spine so you can get back to enjoying your life. Through the touch of her hands, your pain will flee, giving you the freedom to enjoy your best life. Her concern is not just your spinal health, but your total health. She will show you natural and holistic remedies that can alleviate many injuries and various types of pain. Work with her and you'll feel stronger and healthier after every visit as you begin to enjoy the new you. Make your appointment today. They're located at 5336 East Mountain Street, Stone Mountain, Georgia, 30083, or call at 678-884-3778. We're also available on the web at www.lovingcarechiropractic.com. We are Loving Care Family Chiropractic. Let us love your spine.
Hey, welcome back, you guys. This is Karima at Atlanta Mix Radio. I wanted to share with you all that we are kicking off our morning show on May 15th. which is literally 7-8 days from now. And then that Sunday, we're going to be having a showcase, and we'll be releasing that information with the flyers, all the interns. A few interns that are in charge of that are working on flyers. I want to thank you guys. I want to thank Alante, Carter, Mr. Marvin over there, as he's buzzing away, and Ashley as well, and Lakeisha. These are some of our interns. They all have master's degrees. These are some smart, young people. It's best for you to have some sense to know when to let some stuff go. You need to leave it to the young folks. I tell you, it gets easier and easier. They may fuss at you. But, hey, you got to leave it to them. You got to let them do what they're going to do so you can be who you need to be, which is not stressed out about what you don't understand and what you don't know. Let them be. Let them be who they're going to be so you can take your vacation. Because I'm going to Africa. Johannesburg. That's where they're going to find me at. Johannesburg, Africa. I'm going with Curlene and them. I told them already when they was around. They came through, and I was like, I'm going to go. And they said, just show on up. We'll be there. So I'm going to Johannesburg. Okay. It's going to be interesting.
Hold your head as high as you can, high enough to see who you are, little man. Life sometimes is cold and cruel. Maybe no one else will tell you, so remember that you are black gold. Black gold glitter.
to WAMRDB on 1420 and 1430 AM. We are a multicultural station bringing you national exposure on WAMRDB and WATB 1420 Atlanta. Me, I'm the Next Level, and I'll be hosting a show on Tuesday nights from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. So tune in and get educated, elevated, and stimulated.
Here. Nature Valley granola bars, just good.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
Welcome back to Atlanta Mix Radio. Let's talk. You know, wanted to share with you guys again. I just want to make sure that you guys know that we are going to be on starting May 15th, Monday through Friday, 7 to 10. So, that being said, you know, basically, I'm just trying to make sure that people are listening in and able to put some of their information about who they are to this new crowd of people. That commercials was done by Next Level Mario Coleman. Shows are normally sponsored by Loving Care Chiropractic. And so, as always, want to thank her, as well as I want to make sure that the people that have supported me, there was a young man named Majestic Royce, I can't leave him out, thank him and his wife, Devette Hamilton, for being on the show, holding it down, especially the 3 weeks that I wasn't around, as well as Ashley Marie, thank her as well. And then as well as being the GM for 1420, 1430, and entrusting me with the opportunity to have a voice, and a voice is not controversy and offensive to people. I'm asking you guys to get an opportunity to call in. You can call in tonight at 516-387-1251. Or you can call and reach me by 888-245-2334, extension 101. And on Tuesday night, you can call in at 404-292-1420. Get your name out there. I know social media is everything, but you know, I've got to work something out with Facebook to let them know that this stuff that I'm playing is mine. So don't be trying to take it down. So if you got some indie artists that you want their message out, please reach out to us. by sending an email to Ashley Marie at WAMRDB.com, or you can reach me at AtlantaMixRadio@gmail.com. And so we want to thank you all for tuning in. You know, I'm trying to keep everything pretty lax tonight, but we got a lot of work to do, a lot of information we need to pass on. So y'all just sit back for a minute. So we've been a national community partner for a minute. And so our greatest thing that I know that I can say is that working and being a founder, actually the founder of the NCWCC, Global Youth, the National Coalition of Women of Color in Construction, and working with Mario Coleman, who's the co-founder, as well as Nadine Levy, Ebony Hornbuckle, Ian Clark, Sandra Weeks. We were cutting edge 8 years ago. We were the STEM program and the Youth Build program for DeKalb County. We were the first to do some things, and we lasted too, and we still have our training program, and that is to touch the lives of young men and women who have proceeded to go on to college and get their master's degrees, because our program has transcended so that we can make sure that we touch the lives of people that are have invested in themselves in terms of education. Education is very big on our platform in terms of my mom, Maggie Freeman. Want to thank her, as well as my sister, who's also been a sponsor, CECISFM.com. If you go online, we have 36,000 products that you can buy, from toilet paper to light bulbs, refrigerators. We have it. So, again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I also want to thank Mario for all the different mixes that you see. He is a real producer, and he has been doing things longer than most people that we've had on our team. And so you're talking to a professional, I am very excited about being able to bring media and broadcasting to you. So if you do have a project, give me a call, 888-245-2334. Happy to help you put up a plan in action and connect you to your dreams, both on air and off the air. This is who we do. We change lives. So y'all check us out next week, and Tuesday check us out at 8 to 10 and Wednesday 6 to 7. Peace.